You know, the clock says it's a little early. My clock says it's 8:01. We will get underway with the public, Criminal Justice Public Safety Subcommittee. We will come to order, Lindsay, and if you'll call the roll, we'll get underway.
Chair Brannon.
Here.
Vice Chair Roach.
Present.
Ranking Member Grieco.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby.
Here.
Beltran.
Here.
Bucida Cabrera. Bush. Casello.
Here.
Chambliss. Fetterhoff.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Haig.
Here.
Learned.
Here.
Maney.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Thompson. Tuck.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. A reminder, everybody click those mics on and on when you wish to speak. And if you are in the audience and need to speak before our committee today, we'll be happy to hear from you. Just fill out an appearance card. And we will get underway. We have four bills for consideration today. The first is PCS for HB 913, Statutes of Limitations for Offenses Relating to Sexual Performance by Child by Representative Davis. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Committee. How's everyone doing this morning? First of all, I'd like to say thank you, Chair, for allowing this bill to be heard this morning. The background of PCS for HB 913 is the statute of limitations determines the time frame in which a criminal prosecution must be initiated. Section 775 of the Florida statute provides that the statute of limitations for crimes in Florida, capital felonies, life felonies, and felonies resulting in a death are not subject to those time limitations. There are exceptions to those standard statute of limitations. They apply to certain crimes and circumstances, in particular in Florida. However, the current law does not provide an exception to the standard of time limitations for an offense of using a child in a sexual performance or an offense promoting sexual performance by a child. Both offenses are punishable as a second-degree felony and therefore currently is subject to a 3-year statute of limitations. What we're trying to do here with PCS for HB 913 is remove the statute of limitations and allow the prosecution to be commenced at any time if an offender is 18 years of age or older at the time he or she commits the offense, using a child in a sexual performance or promoting a sexual performance by a child. The bill applies only to the qualifying offense that is not otherwise barred from prosecution and will begin on or before July 1, 2022. And that is the bill, Chair.
Thank you, Representative Davis. Members, having heard Representative Davis's comments and explanation this morning, are there any questions on the bill? Representative Casello, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning for this great bill. Just one question. A child, what is the age that you consider a child? Is it that 17, 18 threshold?
Chair. Recognize.
The age is 18. This offense would be commenced at the age of 18 or older.
Follow up.
The victim, to be classified as a child, as a victim, not the predator, but as the victim, how old? What's that age range?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
The age, we went through some compromises here in this bill, and before we got to this point, it was under the age of 18. But the compromise is the age of 18, even the victim, because we did not want to have any unintended consequences with 15-year-olds or 14-year-olds doing some kind of indiscretionary act and commenced or charged for it later on in life. So we settled on this bill with 18 years and older.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other members in questions? Seeing none, I see no amendments. Public testimony. Several appearance cards. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Wendell Rollison, Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church. He's a supporter, he's not here. Victor Gooden, New Life Church Ministries. Victor Gooden, also a proponent of the bill. Thomas Scott, 34th Street Church of God, Tampa. Proponent of the bill. J.R. Thicklin, Palm Beach County Clergy Alliance, supports the bill. R.B. Holmes, Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, Orlando, proponent. David Woods, Yes Lord Deliverance Family Church, a proponent of the bill. Derek McCray, Experience Christian Center down in Orlando, a proponent. Marcus McCoy, Greater Refuge Memorial, also a proponent. Alfonso Jackson, Greater Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, is a supporter of the bill. R.L. Gundy, Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church, is a proponent of the bill. Hezekiah Bradford, St. Luke Full Gospel Baptist Church, proponent of the bill. Carl Anderson, Upper Room Ministries, another proponent of the bill. Thomas Gregory, New Harvest Church, Miami, proponent of the bill. Stephen Turkheimer, Rain, not here, but a... Do you want to speak, sir? Welcome forward. Come on. Good morning. I'm good.
Chair and staff for working on this bill. And putting in the position it is now. The three-year statute, oh, I'm sorry.
Raise that microphone up just, it clicked on late, but there.
Is that better? This is an incredibly important bill. There's a very short statute for sexual performance, creating a sexual performance of a child. This is child sexual abuse material. And making this change will make Florida a safer place for children. Here, any questions, if anyone has any.
Questions? Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. Anyone else in debate? I see no one. Representative Davis, you're recognized to close on PCS for HB 913.
I think the gentleman said everything I needed to say. So thank you, committee. Thank you again, Chair, for hearing this bill. And I appreciate your everyone's favorable support today.
Thank you. Representative Davis, having closed on a bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on PCS for House Bill 913 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bisada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show PCS for HB 913 reported favorably. Congratulations. We'll now move to PCS for CS HB 1259, automatic sealing of criminal history records by Vice Chair Roach. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. With your permission, I'm going to present the bill here from my desk.
Yes, sir.
Members, good morning. And Chair Brannon, thank you so much for moving this bill forward and putting it on your agenda. Members, in 2019, this legislature adopted a process providing for the automatic sealing of records by FDLE in three cases: when charges were not filed, when charges were dismissed, or when the defendant was acquitted. The problem with what we did in 2019 is that our legislation applied to FDLE but not to the courts. So even though a record may be automatically sealed by FDLE, in many jurisdictions around the state, that record is still available to be retrieved at the county clerk's office. So we've inadvertently created an inconsistency here. This bill would fix that by providing that when a person falls into one of the three categories I just outlined and has their record automatically sealed by FDLE, that person can then petition the court to also seal those records. The bill provides a mechanism for them to do that by requiring FDLE to issue a certificate of eligibility for sealing upon request that they can take to their local clerk's office to ensure these records are sealed at the local level as well as by FDLE. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Roach. Members, having heard his presentation, are there any questions? Any questions? Representative Maney, you recognize.
I just have one. I think it's a good bill, but mechanically, does your bill require a petition to be filed with the court in order for the clerk to seal it, or is it an automatic sealing by the clerk?
Thank you, General, for the question. So under this legislation, it would not require a petition to be filed. It would result in an automatic sealing.
Anybody else in questions? Seeing none, see no amendments. Now move to public testimony. We have, once again, several appearance cards. We'll begin with Aaron Waite, Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. Waves in support. Kiri can't quite read. It's Hall. Are you here? I'm sorry, Howitt.
Okay.
Florida Public Defenders Association. Waves in support. Sabash Katil, Alliance for Safety and Justice. Waves in support. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance. Waves in support. Christopher Schoonover, representing Cicero Action. Waves in support. Augustine Corbella, Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, a project of Tides Advocacy. Waves in support. Thank you, sir. Wendell Rawson, Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church. Waves in support. Victor Gooden, New Life Ministries, a proponent of the bill. Waves in support. Thomas Scott, 34th Street Church of God, a proponent of the bill. J.R. Thickland, Palm Beach County Clergy Alliance, West Palm, also a proponent. R.B. Holmes, Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, Tallahassee, a proponent. David Woods, Yes Lord Deliverance Family Church, Chipley, proponent. Derek McCray, Experience Christian Center out of Orlando, a proponent. Marcus McCoy, Greater Refuge Memorial, Orlando, a proponent. Alfonso Jackson, Greater Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, Miami, a proponent. R.L. Grundy, Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church, a proponent out of Jacksonville. Hezekiah Bradford, St. Luke Full Gospel Baptist Church out of Zellwood, Florida, a proponent. Gregory Thompson, New Harvest Church, Miami, a proponent. And Carl Anderson, Upper Room Ministries, a proponent. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, do we have any members wishing to debate? Members in debate. Representative Bush, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Morning. Chairman. Let me just say I want to thank the sponsor for this bill. I do know that in my district, in the 109th District of Miami-Dade County, that is a major problem with a lot of individuals who having this issue with their records. Now it's going to give them an opportunity to get on about the business of getting their lives on the right track and moving forward. So I want to thank you for sponsoring this bill, and I'm looking forward to voting a yes on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in debate? Seeing no one, Vice Chair Roach, you're recognized to close on you.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, committee members, for hearing the bill and for your support of the bill. Have gotten just a couple questions I wanted to address in closing. And this original bill had three different pieces to the bill. There was an occupational licensing reform piece and a public records exemption piece. As usual with this, you know, this process, this is just a committee process. Not all of those are making it across the finish line, but I did want to thank everyone who helped me work on those pieces of the bill, particularly the Florida Restoration of Rights Coalition for their assistance in the occupational licensing piece. We'll be back, continue to work on that next year, and thank you all for your support. With that, I close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Vice Chair Roach, having closed on his bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on PCS for CSHB 1259 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show PCS for CSHB 1259 reported favorably. Congratulations. Now move to HB 121, HB 121, aggravated animal cruelty by Representative Barnaby and Saroy. Representative Barnaby, you are recognized to present from your location.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members. HB 121 adds two new criminal offenses that are punishable as aggravated animal cruelty, both punishable as a third-degree felony. Under the bill, a person commits a third-degree felony offense of aggravated animal cruelty if he or she unlawfully kills any animal that is in the care, possession, or control of a family or household member, regardless of the pain or suffering inflicted or caused to be done to the animal when perpetrated by an act imminently dangerous to any animal and evincing a depraved mind. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Barnaby. Thank you, Representative Saroy, for being here. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Any questions? Questions? See no amendments. Do have some appearance cards. R.B. Holmes, Bethel Missionary Baptist Church in Tallahassee, proponent of the bill. And Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, also a proponent of the bill, waving in support. Seeing no other calls for appearances, are there anyone members wishing to debate on the bill? Any members wishing to debate? Seeing none, Representative Barnaby, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Barnaby, having closed on his bill. Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 121 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bousada Cabrera? Yes. Bush?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Yes. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 121 reported favorably. We now move to PCS for HB 87, professional licensing requirements for barbers and cosmetologists by Representative Chambliss. Is he here? There he is. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. PCS for HB 87 reduces the time frame that an applicable board may use a criminal conviction as grounds to deny an application for licensure as barber or a cosmetologist from 5 years prior to the date the application it is received. It moves that number to 3 years. The bill provides the applicable board may consider an applicant's criminal history regardless of when a conviction occurred if at any time during the three-year period immediately preceding the application, the applicant was convicted of a crime. This bill also requires the Barbers Board and Board of Cosmetology to approve educational program credits received from vocational training programs or industry certification programs offered to inmates in any correctional institution or facility to satisfy training requirements for licensure as a barber or cosmetologist. Sir, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Chambliss. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Questions? See no amendments. We do have some appearance cards. Carrie, once again. Public defender in the 15th Circuit representing the Florida Public Defender Association, waiving support. Thank you. Laurette Phillipson, advocate for the incarcerated, waives in support. Catherine Raganese from Fort Pierce, waives in support. Thomas Raganese, advocate for the incarcerated, waives in support. Angeline Newcomb from Edgewater, Florida, waves in support. Denise Rock, Florida Cares Charity, waves in support. Amy McCourt, waves in support. Christian Camara, Institute for Justice, waives and support. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waives and support. Wendell Rollerson, Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church, DeLand, waives and support. Victor Gooden, New Life Ministries, Daytona Beach, waives and support. Thomas Scott, 34th Street Church of God, Tampa, waives and support. J.R. Thicklin, Palm Beach County Clergy Alliance, waives and support. David Woods, Yes Lord Deliverance Family Church, Chipley, waives and support. Derek McCray, Experience Christian Center, Orlando, waives and support. Marcus McCoy, Greater Refuge Memorial, Orlando, waives and support. Alfonso Jackson, Greater Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, Miami, waives and support. R.L. Gundy, Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church, Jacksonville, waives and support. Hezekiah Bradford, St. Luke Full Gospel Baptist Church in Zellwood, waives and support. Carl Anderson, Upper Room Ministries, Gainesville, waives and support. Anyone else in debate? Any other public testimony? Any other public testimony? I see none. We are now in debate. Any members wishing to debate on Representative Chambliss's PCS for HB 87? Vice Chair Roach, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to make a quick comment to recognize and thank Representative Chambliss for his for the manner in which he's worked this bill. He's been a very passionate, very persuasive advocate, and he's going to help out a lot of folks who are returning to society after paying their debt to society. So thank you, Representative Chambliss, for working on this, and I look forward to supporting the bill.
Thank you, Vice Chair Roach. Representative Barnaby, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank my friend, Representative Chambliss, for bringing this very good bill. You can see from the list of people who are in support of this bill that this bill is going to help those that are disproportionately affected by being incarcerated. And I'm talking about black folks in this country that's being incarcerated. And when I think back to this being Black History Month, I would be remiss not to mention the great cosmetologist, Madam C.J. Walker, and the great way that she has helped individuals in the minority community. Many minorities look towards barbering and cosmetology as a way to achieve the American dream, to own a business. And I think it's commendable that people are looking for a way up, a way to be, to achieve the dream and the hopes that their parents wanted for them. And this is a very good bill, and I commend my friend. Thank you so much, Representative Chambliss. Certainly I appreciate it, and I know that the panel will be voting, I hope, up on this bill as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in debate? Seeing none, we'll go back to Representative Chambliss, and you are recognized to close, sir, on your bill.
Very quickly, I just want to thank Chair and committee staff and my colleagues, Representative Roach, thank you for your words, Representative Barnaby. Staff, thank you for your help on this bill. I really do appreciate it, and I look forward to moving forward on this bill. With that, sir, I close.
Thank you, Representative Chambliss. Having closed on this bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on PCS for HB 87 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Lusada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Show PCS for HB 87. Reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, members. I anticipate, I hope you do too, that this will be our final subcommittee meeting of the year. I would like to give anyone an opportunity who wish to make some closing remarks. I will first go to Representative, our Vice Chair, Roach.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to thank you and the Speaker for the opportunity to serve as the Vice Chair and for including me on the process. And I would be remiss if I did not point out to the members of the committee that if you have not had the pleasure to work with the staff, Ms. Whitney here to my left, the policy chief, has been available day, night, weekends. I think one of the smartest people in this building, wanted to publicly thank her and acknowledge her efforts. Lindsay Collins down here on the left, which is calling the roll and keeping order in the committee. And then the supporting cast behind us at the desk, Ryan and Lindsay Frost back there behind us. Just wanted to give a shout and a nod to the staff and all the hard work that they put in making this train run on time. So thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Roach. I'll now turn to Ranking Member Grieco. You have any remarks, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll be brief. You know, I have had the honor and pleasure of sitting on this committee now for 4 years as the ranking member for all 4 years, and I wouldn't give back a minute of it. I mean, I obviously there's some bills that have gone through over the years that I'm not happy about, some that I am, but I think that whether it be our chair this cycle or the chair before, I think you have run an incredible committee. I think that you've been very fair in the way that you allow folks to present not only the members but the public at large. I think it's been fun. And it's been enjoyable to be a part of and to watch. This will be my last run in the Florida House, so I'm either going to be across the building over there or back on the street. But either way, it's been a good run. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir, and we appreciate your input each and every week. Any other members? Speak now. I was about to say speak now, forever hold your peace, but we'll now go to Representative Bush. Look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, and I have enjoyed being on this committee, and I echo the same sentiments of my colleague, that you've been fair. You've given the public as well as members an opportunity to express themselves, and so I am honored. I'll be going into my 15th year in this process, all the way back from 1992, and I can tell you, this has been a rewarding experience on this committee. If I was looking for a number one quarterback, certainly you would be drafted as my number one quarterback. With that, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Representative Casella, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And real quickly, I'd like to thank you for your leadership here on this chair. For someone who's served many years in law enforcement, they couldn't have picked a better chair for this committee. Your knowledge and the way you run these meetings has been a real pleasure to serve on it. So I thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot. I appreciate it. Anyone else? All right. Does anybody want to venture to guess how many bills we heard this year? Any guesses? We had about that many references to our committee. Actually, it was 49. That's hard to believe. We heard 47 last year. We heard 49 this year. So on a broad range of topics. So I represent Vice Chair Roach stole my closing when he recognized this able staff we have. I tell you, they make me look good, Representative Casello. They are certainly a very talented group, and I don't know how they retain the knowledge that they do. When you look at about 200 bills being referenced to a committee, I can ask them about any of those bills, and it's like they just pull it up in their file, in their mind. Sometimes I'll even just call the bill number, and I hate when somebody does that to me. I often tell the public, you know, there's probably 1,500, couple thousand bills filed in the House. When you say House Bill 1,097, tell me which one you're talking about and speaking about. But they do recall these bills, and they have an intimate, very deep knowledge of the bills. Representative Roach was speaking to me before the meeting and says oftentimes there are good bills that have sometimes ramifications that we don't realize. And they analyze all that for us and lay that out and think of things that we as representatives don't. And I do appreciate everyone who has worked so hard and makes me look good. So having all that said, I'm going to look to Representative Maney because I believe he probably had more bills before this committee this year than anyone else. And if you don't have any more bills to present.
That's just, Mr. Chairman, because I couldn't get them through last year.
Well, congratulations. I assume that you will move that we will adjourn, and with no objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.